This time every year I am forced to face my fears as hordes of evil villains come to stay. Smiling ear to ear and spreading blood and gore and cheer instead of killing things in their video games. But this Christmas Eve, as I sit scrolling through my Steam, waiting for it all to start again, darkness fills the screen and every pixel starts to scream. I think this year I get to go to them. Bendy and the Wendigo tell cracker jokes with Slendio, the Coco from SCP-294. Whilst Boris and Alice Angel help King Dice set the tables, and the murder monkeys sharpen knives and forks. Baldy counts to 10 for some festive hide and seek. Piggy's hiding on the table with an apple in her teeth. Granny is sitting by the fire, she's just trying to get some sleep. And Cartoon Cat is in her lap, but won't fit on the sea. This isn't typically the sort of Christmas I'd enjoy. I was sat at my computer, then I slid into the void, filled to the brim with villains who could all have me destroyed. But they're all too preoccupied with opening their toys. 364 days a year, they're rather vicious. There's not much time off in the killing business. Now the keeper's leaving giblets on the plate with Santa's biscuits. Here upon the fried before Christmas, the raker's gone ice skating whilst the puppets do the baking, and Rod makes snow cones full of meat and ham. Roommates and imposters trade gifts with amnesia monsters, but each time I look there's one less crewmate there. The evil nun and hell priest hold a special midnight service to ancient gods and devils. There's like 30 different versions. Adam McIntyre and Jeffrey Hawk put on a festive circus. And if you're thirsty, then Francis York Morgan brought a thermos. Really, 64 days a year, they're rather vicious. Fate assures me by New Year it's back to business. Frank Whittle sounds familiar, but I'm sure it's just coincidence. Here upon the fright before Christmas, Tassie Trianon and the Carry On are sitting watching Carry On films whilst it's still their turn on the TV. As the neighbor and the nemesis wait to play on the Genesis for speedrun tips from Sonic.exe. The glam rock Fazbear gang have got that rockin' Christmas sound, but Fanny seems to know my name and it's freaking me out. The ghosts from Phasmophobia hang garlands all around. Then Siren Head comes caroling and blows them all back down. This isn't typically the sort of Christmas I'd enjoy. I was sat at my computer, then I slid into the void, filled to the brim with villains who could all have me destroyed. But they're all too preoccupied with opening their toys. 364 days a year, they're rather vicious. There's not much time off in their killing business. Monica, Annie and Derek Chan are fighting over my gifts as we celebrate the fright before Christmas. I wake up at my computer after all the festive cheer, wondering if I'll get to see my friends again next year. As though they're really popular, it's evidently clear that after doing three of these, I'm all out of ideas. 364 days a year, they're rather vicious. There's not much time off in the killing business. I'll need a new sanity meter after all the things I've witnessed here upon the Friday before Christmas. Here upon the Friday before Christmas. Here upon the Friday before Christmas.
Thanks for watching, and a massive thanks to my incredible patrons for making this video possible. Thanks also to Bonecade for producing the song, and to all of you for supporting the channel this terrible, terrible year. I hope you all have a wonderful and safe Christmas. If you enjoyed the song, please do check the playlist for more. Like, comment, subscribe, and jingle those bells. Or why not check out the Patreon or the merch store? In the meantime, I'm on a Zoom call with my family, and I think my gran might be an imposter, so I should deal with that. Merry Christmas!